Cholos Halvavos, Thursday night, Chavavo de Beis. And we're doing Shaar Ichra Maisa. We're in the perhaps infamous Perek Chamishi. And we're learning about different seductions of the Yetzihara and enticements and what to answer him. Chavavo de Beis said he is sold before he started this whole thing. He said, really, you can blow off the Yetzirah easily. Because the Yetzirah is Sheker and Choshech. You just have to know, like, how he has you. And then you just have to say, like, what are you talking about? We compared it, when we learned, before he started this whole thing, we compared it to a fly. Because he says the Yetzirah never lets up. And if you ever have a fly in your house and he just keeps coming back at you, but Lamaise is easy to chase away. You just go like that and he runs away. But he keeps coming back. So that's what we compared it to. So he went through so many different things the Yetzirah tries to get you to do. And now we're in a rather remarkable piece. I love this piece. Where he says the Yetzirah tries to make you feel superior to others. And he says, come on, you got to get up on your soapbox. You gotta give people mussar, you gotta lash out, you have to make them feel embarrassed and ashamed that they do averus, and we're talking about people that do averus. I'm not talking about just to dray a cup. So you gotta lash out, embarrass them. He brings a raya from a pasuk in Navi that you have to make them embarrassed. You wanna be machzor them b'tshuva. You are superior to them, and this is your obligation. Says the Chavis Halvavos on page Kuf Peiches. Page Kuf Peiches. The third line. Vim Tishiveyu. Tomalo, tell him as follows. And now he has an amazing piece. But you could misunderstand. The bottom line is, he says, really, and it's very 21st century, very Kirov oriented. It was written 1,000 years ago, over 1,000 years ago. It says, you cannot be judgmental of anyone. You have no one to feel superior to. You can be a frum guy and you keep Shabbos and you daven and you learn a whole day, you're in Koyl. And you look out, there's a guy, say, with a navel ring, a nose ring, he's talking to girls, he's on drugs. You don't know that you're more precious in the eyes of Hashem than he is. You don't know. You don't know what his nisyonos were. You don't know what his history is. He might have gotten up, and we're not talking about a Russia lahachis that's a kofer and an apikiris. Then you know. We're talking about a Jew who believes in Hashem. That's obvious. Well, someone that believes in Hashem, and you don't know what his nishanis are. Maybe when he doesn't say what I'm about to say, but I'm giving you examples. Maybe he woke up in the morning and he acknowledged Hashem with feeling, and like for 10 seconds he acknowledged, and you said Shema with all the trappings, but you're on autopilot. You're an autopilot, so you don't know. And his averus are a result of lack of knowledge, for all you know. And you're going to be punished much more than he is, right? Because his averus come from ignorance, and yours come despite your knowledge. So you better say, Vim teshiveu v'tomar lo. Third line. Fourth line, I'm sorry. Page Kuf Peiches, fourth line. How can I embarrass and talk against Mishani Yodea Matspuno Valiba of Hashem? I don't know what's in his heart. That's hidden. So even though outwardly Maguna, he looks terrible, he's not exactly a poster boy for Alamed Vav Tzadik, right? He looks terrible. But how do I know what's going on inside? I, the Nevi'im, did, because Hashem told them to, because Hashem didn't know what's going on inside of the people's hearts. Harezer b'harshus haboriyus ala osam b'tzfosom esoldom b'roam etzpunam. Avalani ein b'koach chochmosi v'yediyosi l'das mashe b'matzpun, to know what's on the inside. V'hakomus, the hidden away, b'mistorim. Maybe he's much more into Hashem, much more aware of Hashem, much more thankful. According to the Chavis Halvavos, if a person walks around, if this biker fellow, right, if he walks around with a feeling of gratitude to Hashem that he got the latest Harley Davidson model, so based on the Chavis Halvavos and Avodas Hashem, he might be more in Avodas Hashem than you, maybe. V'shema tochichas hamaguna be'enai. Maybe his insides, Tova Harbiyosa Minigleyu. He can't be talking about an Apikaris, obviously. He can't be talking about someone who doesn't have Emunah and Hashem. So his starting point is that the person believes in Hashem. Umayo Dayan, and considers himself a Jew. We're not talking about a Christian. We're talking about a Jew. He believes in Hashem, Elokei Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Matan Torah. We're not talking about an Apikaris. Umayo Dayan Niolov. Shema Matzbuno told me many, if they Hashem Yisroel V'yishadeh, maybe Hashem loves him and is like pretty turned off by me. Okay, outside, like I said, he's not a poster boy. He's not playing Moshe Rabbeinu in the next Charles Heston film, whatever it's called. But you don't know, Hashem doesn't judge by that. Shema V'yulakach, maybe he's the way he is. You're telling your Yetzirah. How can I feel superior to him? Maybe he's the way he is because he never learned. Maybe he got thrown out of yeshiva. Maybe he comes from a broken family. Never had anyone that taught him. I don't know. Hashem, he doesn't know. And he has a better excuse for his averus than I do for mine. Because I'm so smart. Because I'm so knowledgeable. Because I know so much, I have much less of an excuse for doing what I do than he does. Even if on an objective scale, he's doing things like, right? And I talk Lashon Hara once in a while, but that's not Hashem's scale. Hashem's scale is, what are you talking about? Why are you talking Lashon Hara? You know it's us, sir. You've been through the Sefer Chafetz Chaim 65 times, and you're still talking Lashon Hara. And this guy, he barely knows about Shabbos. He doesn't know anything. Bein Hashem Dorish Menodim Alakfi Chachmoso. Venimsa, it turns out, Shani Roy Lignus, I am worthy of being of detriment. Yosem Imenu, Machmas Imi Lichavosi Bavodis Hashem, Al Af Yedi Yosem Mekach, despite my knowledge. His lack of fulfillment of his obligation, because he doesn't know. He's called a shogeg. And another thing, he goes, no letter. So his downside is out in the open, but his inside could be great. And that no one sees. Veniris umalos al tzvuna venisteres. Vani beepachzeh. And I'm walking around, no one knows what I'm thinking about. Right? And everybody sees, oh, nice bird, tzadik, from guy, yeah. Barei uroi, and the truth could be that he's more worthy of Hashem's rachmonos and slicha yosem imeni. And Adarabba, he does one mitzvah. Everybody looks at him like a shagitz. They see him in the street. They call their kids in. Don't look at that person, right? And he does one mitzvah, and everybody's like knocking him. And he does one mitzvah, and nobody knows about it but Hashem. And that the Chavis Halevi says a few times throughout the Sefer. The value of a good deed that only Hashem knows about, no one else, is exponentially more than a good deed that people know about. It's a Yisodi out the Sefer. So he does something, no one knows about it, right? He might have flipped, a shekel to a poor person, as he was gunning his motor. Uzchuzaka shalom k'neged harbis chuyah shali. But nei shirak Hashem yodea also. He doesn't get a yishkayach. No one looks at him and says, oh, from guy, upstanding citizen. They look at him and they cringe. But he could be doing good things. And what he doesn't do, it's because of lack of knowledge. So what, you don't know. Nei mahalo limoso ba. Nobody's praising him for anything good that he does. He's not getting any covet. And then what he does good is infinitely is worth so much more in the eyes of Hashem because he gets no covet for it. Nobody knows. Maybe he opened the Chumash and looked at the Pasuk. I don't know. Maybe he said Shema. He benched. He said, thanks Hashem. And I'm really the opposite. Everybody's looking at me, sees a front person, says, wow, what a tzaddik, I do this, I do that. But everybody knows about it. And the Aveira is the other way. So it could be my merits for my mitzvahs is relatively small because I get honor for it and people look up to me. And his merits are so much more powerful. Because no one's praising him, no one's looking at him, no one knows about it. They look at him, they get disgusted. And the Averis is the other way around. My Averis are worth much more, meaning are much heavier than his Averis. Because my Averis no one knows about. So I'm not getting any, no downside for me in Olam Hazeh. My Averis. So Hashem's saving the wallop for all of my boy. And oh boy, this guy, he does Averis, he wears it on his sleeve. Everybody knows about it. So everybody looks at him and says, that's like a punishment. Everybody degrades him. Right? No one wants to sit near him on the bus, you know? Right? And what are you doing on the bus? He has a motorcycle. I forgot. Yeah. So he's getting his punishment, his averus and all the mazeh, that everybody shuns him, and you know everybody talks about him. Everybody says to their kids, "You don't want to grow up to be like him, do you?" My averus are much more intense because averus is smuyim and hysteris. No one knows about it, so I'm still getting my kavod. Averuso gluyum for semis. And he's doing it there openly. And people are degrading him. That's a merit. That's a kapara. He suffers the indignity of being looked at as a bad person. That's an indignity. So he's getting the kapara of his Averis in this world. I'm not suffering at all. Because of my Averis, no one knows about them. So, oh boy, you get to all of my boy, you got a big ledger, you got a big debt to pay. So, the schar for my mitzvahs, I'm getting an olam hazeh, because everybody looks at me, I'm a choshev guy. And he, so there's so many ways. He might be superior to me. First of all, his insides might be crap, might be good, or even a little inside is worth so much more because it's sincere and no one knows about it and it's coming from the heart and I'm going through the motions. And in terms of schar, he went through, so, right? What? He didn't say it's better. He's saying this person with this lifestyle is getting his punishment in Olam Hazeh. So don't feel superior to him. That's his bottom line. You don't know. Hashem has a different scale than people have. That's why when the Tana or the Amora went to Shemayim, he saw Tachtonim Lamala, Elyonim Lamata. Because Hashem has a different scale than people have. The Gora Onish Mary Olam Hazeh, the Meshe Meganim Osu B'nei Adam, Vishor Alai, Onish Mary Olam Abba. What the Chavim Lovos doesn't say, So wait a second. So you can't. So when you give such a person Musar, it's only you're teaching him. You're looking at him as a person. You're not being judgmental on the person. You should, of course, be judgmental on his actions. As I'm speaking out. The Lord is speaking out. Chil Shabbos is Chil Shabbos. You don't say, yeah, it's okay to be Mechal Shabbos, because maybe he has a good heart. You'll ruin your children if you talk like that. You can't be Mechanic children that way. The Lord wants you to be Mechanic your children, that Chil Shabbos is terrible. But don't say that guy's terrible. That's mamish what he says. As I said, very 21st century. You can't say that guy's a terrible person. You don't know. He might be more dear and precious in the eyes of Hashem than you are, with your kapoto, with everything. You don't know. But you certainly have to be judgmental of what he's doing. And there's an objective scale of Heter and Osir and Chas V'Shalom. You can't be drawn to him and be his pal, because this is not simple. Can't be judgmental. It doesn't mean you should let your children play with him. It doesn't mean you should let your teenagers hang around him, because you're not being judgmental. You have to say, listen, I'm not judgmental. He could be a wonderful person. I don't know, but he certainly doesn't do good things. So good, you know, the good thing, because he doesn't know, and I'm worse than him, blah, 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 with the whole thing. And it's all true, but it doesn't mean you should let your children play with him, because they're gonna learn from him what to do. So you have to walk a very, I don't know how thin the line is, to walk the line, not to be judgmental, not to feel superior, not to therefore lash out when you give Musa. He spoke out. Not only is it wrong, but of course you won't even accomplish anything. Because if he thinks, this is the problem, if I may say so. People come to me, it's very common in the shul, that people have to go to relatives or friends that don't maintain the standard of kashrus that they want to keep. And they want to know how to handle it. What can you get away with? What can you rely on? What can't you rely on? And I'm always struck, and I always say to them, like, why do you have this problem so much? Why can't they respect you just like they want you to respect them? I said, if I go to a guy's house, Shabbos, good friend, and he lives on the 18th floor, and he has a Shabbos elevator. He has, let's say, a Tzomet Shabbos elevator. I don't want to go on the Shabbos Tzomet elevator. It's not the top of the line Shabbos elevator. It's good, but it's not top of the line. And I don't want to use it. So, is he going to get angry at me? Would he force me to go into the elevator? I assume not. He'll say, maybe he'll feel bad. He'll say, okay, walk up 18 floors. He's not going to force me into the elevator. Why does he feel justified forcing me to eat his chicken? He wouldn't force me into his elevator. Why does he feel he can force me to eat his chicken? And he's going to insist, and I have a chasana to go to, and they're going to be looking at me to see if I eat. And the answer is, there's an answer. Because they feel that the Haredim look down on them. They don't think the Haredim say they have their rav that they follow, and I'm following my rabbanim, and that's why I'm not eating it. But I have total respect for them, and they're Jews in good standing, etc. They don't feel that way. The question is, why not? Is it their problem because they have a chip on the shoulder, or is it the Haredim's problem because we taka make them feel that way? Subject for a different time. But that's the nakuda here that we're talking about. The problem is because Chazal doesn't want you to look down on a biker that's being Mechal Shabbos and smoking weed and hangs out in the park Friday night. He doesn't want you to look down on him. That's what this whole piece was. Doesn't mean you should let your kids go to the park, but you shouldn't look down on him. Koshkin. You shouldn't look down on a frum Jew, even if he eats Rabbanu chickens, everything. Doesn't mean you should do it, though. See that? Why should you do it? You want to have a higher standard. But the social pressure and problems come from the fact that they feel that they're looked down on. And the Chayil Vavos doesn't want you to look down on any Jew that believes in Hashem. At the same, I don't know if you should look down on a Jew that doesn't believe in Hashem, but the whole dynamic here is not talking about someone that doesn't believe in Hashem. You could still say maybe he doesn't believe in Hashem because he was never taught to believe in Hashem. Okay. But there has to be some point where you can't say maybe he's more precious in the eyes of Hashem than me. I don't know if you could say that about an Apikoros that doesn't believe in Hashem. L'chora, that's like if Moshe Feiglin accomplishes nothing, but if he succeeds in being machadir to the consciousness of Klal Yisrael, that the Emunah B'Hashem unites us, and that's the common denominator where we could all be together. Emunah, believe in Hashem. When he wants to make this party of his that'll include everybody, he leaves out those that don't believe in Hashem. Like that's you have to believe in Hashem. That's the sign of a Jew, and that's a Jew. A Jew believes in Hashem. A Jew is the son of Avraham Avinu who declared Emunah B'Hashem. If you don't believe in Hashem, I'm sorry, you wrote yourself out of Klal Yisrael. We got a problem. Could be it's not your fault. Could be we have to teach you everything good, but I can't like sit with you. You don't believe in Hashem, so like the whole it's not just a difference, like you daven Ashkenaz, I daven Sfard. The problem of the reform and conservatives, it's not Ashkenaz and Sfard. Once you go away from belief in Hashem and the 13 animaments, really, once you become an apikoros, then we have no common cause with you. We can't talk together.